That's right, gang. It's time for breaking.
Breaking
news.
I want you to panic.
Heartbreak for fans of rising rapper Pop Smoke. He was shot and killed during an early morning break-in at a home in the Hollywood Hills.
Who?
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, I heard what you said, but again, who?
Pop Smoke.
Yes, I know it's fucking Pop Smoke, but who the fuck is Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, just as I thought, you don't know either. All right, continue.
Pop Smoke. Fans from some from as far away as New York have been stopping by that house to honor that rapper.
Get a fucking
life. He was
shot
in a house on Hercules Drive.
Should you still be grieving Kobe a month after his death like everybody else?
More on that.
Yeah, with it. I love how they send the whitest people they can find to cover black people shit.
Fans and people across
and then vice
the
versa. Whenever there's a monster truck rally in Orange County, they send the black reporter to cover
and
that.
And tonight it took police about 17 hours to process the scene.
Niggas is dead. There, it takes 2 seconds.
Tonight, the LAPD hauled off a Range Rover from the home where Pop Smoke was
Range
shot
Rover.
Early this morning.
It's all social media clout with these
same
assholes.
Range Rover in photos.
That's why they get killed.
Were posted yesterday on the young rapper's
Look at these
Instagram
fucking clowns holding a
in
big stack
of shots,
cash.
Pop Smoke is in a Range Rover next to a friend holding a
stack
of
Maybe keep that shit
of
offline, you fucking
one of
morons.
My favorite artist.
Louis Cardillo
my
is a
favorite
Pop
artist.
Smoke
I haven't heard of this
New
cat.
York, where the rapper is
I guess
from.
He's not in my
Louis
generation.
Louis happens to be
Thank
here
Christ.
In LA on vacation and was stunned by the news.
Just got famous, just getting started.
One guy was there to grieve.
Came out of New York. I'm from New York. He's one of my favorite artists.
He's from New York. I'm from New York, so we were buddies.
Twitter shows fans of Pop
Smoke
in the streets of his hometown of Brooklyn, celebrating his life and mourning his
death. Looks like they were singing Biggie Small songs to Biggie.
The shooting happened
Who's
before
also
5
from
this
Brooklyn
morning.
And got shot.
Police got a 911 call from someone back east, a friend of someone who was staying at the
friend
house.
Friend of someone
here on
who knows someone who knows
Hills.
Someone. It was not his
Detectives
house.
Believe between two
he was there to do some kind of Instagram
broke
thought
into the
bullshit.
Home, and at least one was wearing
killed.
A mask. Motive is unclear, but Lewis says he saw the address
yeah,
of
let's
the home
go where all the white folks
Pop
live to shoot a video.
On a social media account.
I saw he was here, so oh, he's here.
Oh, he's here.
Everyone's texting me he's dead.
Pop Smoke just
oh,
released
that's
a second
what I missed.
Album
oh,
that
too
made
bad.
It to the top 10
second
Billboard
album.
Charts
I only have first
and
one.
Collaborated with big stars like
oh,
Nicki Minaj.
It's on the
Minaj,
billboards.
The
well, maybe we'll cover that
happened.
When I revisit
Belongs
that
to
topic
Real
later.
Housewives of Beverly Hills
that's
star
right. That's
Teddy
coming
Mellencamp.
In May. Look
it
out
was
for
rented
it.
Out by a third-party company.
Life is like very precious. You gotta like can't take nothing for granted.
Nah, dog, you can't take nothing for granted.
Another
Life
local
is precious.
Rapper and songwriter posted on social media that Pop Smoke was supposed to meet with him today and record. Reporting live in the Hollywood Hills, I'm Tom Waite, CBS 2 News.
Well, shit, at least he didn't keep you waiting. We're stuck there with CPT, wondering where the fuck he is. Where is this motherfucker? Like we did with Nas when we shot the Red Bull video. I don't think I forgot that shit. Motherfucker was supposed to show up at 11 o'clock in the morning. He was there at 12 midnight. No word from him, his people, nothing. He just showed up. Fucked up, said, all right, let's go. Fuck you, Nas. Don't think I forgot that shit. That's why I don't go to any of your shows anymore. Plus, the last one I went to years ago, you were so fucked up, you couldn't even perform. Fuck Nas. And whenever people say, who's the king of New York, Nas or Jay-Z, I immediately say, fuck you, it's Gangstar. Fuck those two clowns. But anyway, Pop Smoke. All right, you know, another fucking mumble rapper, I presume. I've never fucking heard of until this story broke out. I've seen posts online for people I know. It's like, oh, this homie was hard. It's like, you don't know who the fuck he was. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing listening to that shit anyway? Somebody trying way too hard to be down with the young people. Don't bother. It's not worth it. Their music sucks, and most of them suck, and they're soft. It shows. Look at all these clowns dressed now. They look like they're going out for a night at the ballet or something. This motherfucker is no exception. He's all tatted up to his neck. He's only 20 years old. An up-and-coming rapper. Sorry, bro, never heard of you. Well, let me check out one of your songs. Maybe I was missing out this whole fucking time.
Roll another one.
Oh, he's smoking weed on the album. That's never been done. Whoa, what a badass. Smoking weed in 2020.
Sit up, never like you know it's put you back in with the motor magics. We gon' set him to have it.
Woo. Hey, yeah, we lost a great one here, didn't we? I never heard this shit before.
Shake it.
Oh, he up at the strip club. Shake it. Make it rain on them hoes.
She let it clap for a nigga.
Yeah,
she throw it back for a nigga. Yeah, she throw it back for a nigga.
There's some groundbreaking shit right here, boy.
Pop Smoke.
Billy Jean. Man, this could have been one of the greats. Stuffed out so early.
When they raise the pulls, she like the way I
Pop Smoke.
Billie Jean. Christian Dior, I'm up in all the stores.
Christian Dior, I be up all in your stores.
When they raise the pulls, she like the way I When I'm in the spot.
Pop Smoke.
She like the way I She like the way you growl at her. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is this shit? Christian Dior, I be up all in your stores. We buying all the ladies' fragrance. The fuck out of here. Fucking mumble rap bullshit. Oh, this guy was so hard. He was an up-and-comer. Get the absolute fuck out of here. It's more bullshit-ass mumble rap. And don't tell me the fuck otherwise. And people in Brooklyn, his hometown, are mourning the slain rapper. They're mourning B.I.G. And maybe Guru. Not this fucking clown. You know, we know who the fuck you are. Well, the early report said he was slain in his Hollywood Hills home. His, my ass. It was a fucking ghetto version of Cribs. Man. He knew somebody who knew somebody. He was kicking it there for a minute or so. Probably going to shoot some kind of video there or post a lot of bullshit on Instagram. You know, internet clout. That's all the fuck it is. You know, everybody with a motherfucking SoundCloud page is a rapper. Just like everybody with a SoundCloud page is a podcaster.
How dare you?
It's sour.
Let's start the show.
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. Now, according to one report, there was some kind of party or gathering at the home prior to the shooting.
What a shock.
At some point, men wearing masks and hoodies showed up, came inside, and opened fire, gunning down the rapper. The police found out about the shooting when someone from the East Coast called 911.
Poppy turning on to the news today. They said a rapper dead with two to the head. They fell upon the dead. They fucking possible is who the father said. Someone got away with the murder of some cat I never heard of. Every single word this motherfucker said has already been done. Yeah, just like him or just like Dixie or just like Triple XT. These motherfuckers signed away. They sold to the motherfucking Illuminati. See, you don't read between the lines. They're gonna get you every time. The place of date is up at the end. So you go and round your eyes. Right. He'll be number one, no doubt. It's all about the internet clout. Gold teeth in your mouth, green leaf in your mouth. Like a tight pants, pop you bust out. The goddamn closet like Tom Cruise. Got on pink shirt and pink shoes. But y'all swear up and down, y'all ain't gay. What the fuck is wrong with you two? That's right, that's right. Big Airfield Podcast 149.
And
Pop Smoke, the latest Illuminati casualty. Or was he? Was he even on the map? I never heard of this motherfucker until this news story broke out. I've heard of Nipsey Hussle. I've even heard of Triple X Tentacion. I didn't like any of their music, but I've heard of them at least. Pop Smoke. And all you online grievers, I know. Thoughts and prayers, this is so sad. I'm going to download all his music. No, you're not. I don't know any of his music. Don't bother, there's like two mixtapes on an album. You're not missing anything. It sounds just like all the other bullshit out now. Exactly the same. Oh, he's from Brooklyn, New York. So what? There's about a million MCs from Brooklyn, New York I would rather listen to other than this motherfucker. J.Ru the Damager, Guru, Mos Def, Biggie Smalls. Anybody other than this kid. Who is this kid even? Is he even a real motherfucking rapper? Or is he just somebody that we made up and had him killed so we get everybody's mind off of Kobe already? But the Illuminati said, hey, we can't believe everybody's still grieving over Kobe. Let's snuff somebody else out and take the attention away from them. Great timing because the big memorial service at the Staples Center is going to be held today as this show comes out. So this kid will quickly be buried under the rug. And we'll move along to the next one. I like the last part of that, where somebody from the East Coast called 911 to report the shooting. Was it you, Puffy? Did you have a hand in this? Are you just going to snuff out every black kid that's famous? Every athlete that you don't like? Everybody taking away your spotlight? From now on, every famous black artist or athlete or whoever dies suddenly, it's Puffy's fault. Who's dating Nipsey Hussle's widow right now? Yep, motherfucking Puffy. Who's gonna get with Vanessa Bryan next? We all know who. Motherfucking Puffy. Puffy needs to be stopped. Puffy needs an interrogation. need Bill Duke in there, sit down with him, make him sweat. Say, you know that you done fucked up, right? You know you done fucked up. Go the fuck away, Puffy. Haven't you ruined music enough? You took out Biggie, you weren't happy with that. You took out Pac, you weren't happy with that. You got a motherfucking hit list this big, and you just sit there smirking with your dark glasses on. The fuck out of here. Go play golf with OJ. Brag about getting away with murder. Okay, 3, 2, 1, here we go. And of course, everything I said about Puffy is speculation. It's just my own crazy theories. I don't know how crazy they really are. It makes sense to me. I'm sure it makes sense to somebody listening to this show. I can't be the only one with this frame of mind, but again, it's speculation. I don't know what Puffy did or didn't do. I just have my theories, and goddammit, I'm sticking to them. Now, back to Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke.
Again, who? Who? I have never heard of this kid until now. I'm sure I've heard that Christian Dior song, but the music today is so fucking interchangeable, I don't know who's doing what. You know, you put that fucking auto-tune on there, you got the same fucking trap music beat you've heard a million fucking times, and I don't know who's doing what. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, back in the day, it actually mattered where you're from because there was a style associated to where the fuck you came from. Like, motherfuckers on the East Coast had this kind of sound. Motherfuckers on the West Coast had this kind of sound. Motherfuckers down South had that kind of sound. And you had Chicago, and you had this and that and the other. And you kind of had an idea of what you're dealing with. But nowadays, this cat came from Brooklyn. Okay. So what? A lot of good rappers came from Brooklyn. A few of which are still alive. A few of which Puffy hasn't taken out yet. I'm sorry. Again, it's speculation. I can't help myself. I just think that motherfucker knows something, much less did something. Anyway, let's learn about this fucking Pop Smoke kid real quick here. His real name is Bashar Baraka Jackson. He was born in Brooklyn, New York on July 20th, 1999, a little young punk, to a Jamaican mother and a Panamanian father. Yeah, where's he at? You're right. He began his music career in 2018, just a couple years ago, SoundCloud rapper, while hanging around other recording artists during their studio sessions, initially remixing popular songs within the New York City drill music scene. Yeah, it's so great. It's so different from everybody else's drill music scene. Drill music. Call it what it really is. Mumble rap. Shit. Garbage. Drill music. Makes me want to take a drill to my fucking head. Before embarking on creating original music, and shit original about it. In a Genius interview, he stated that his artist name of Pop Smoke is a combination of Papa and Smoke O'Guap. Yeah, brilliant. He got popped and he got smoked. Yeah, that's where his name comes in. In April 2019, he released his breakout single, Welcome to the Party, which sucks just like anything else. The lead single off his debut mixtape, Meet the Woo. I wonder if that was on my Billboard episode. Wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised. The song was later remixed featuring Nicki Minaj. Well, that's where the trouble started right there. Blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck cares? The music sucks, all right? I don't even care who he worked with. I don't even hear half of these motherfuckers anyway. Here's a more interesting story. On January 17th, 2020, Jackson was arrested at JFK Airport on a charge of transporting a stolen vehicle across state lines. And where was the media on that one? Again, this is all for internet clout. This motherfucker's broke as a joke. Who's he kidding? The vehicle was a Rolls-Royce Wraith whose owner had reported it stolen after Jackson had reportedly borrowed it in California for a music video shoot, just like he borrowed his house he got shot at. On the condition it would be returned the next day. Somebody said yes to that? Stupid. The car was recovered by authorities at Jackson's mother's house in the Canarsie neighborhood of Brooklyn. So this motherfucker drove it all the way from California back to New York? Does he even know how to drive? A lot of people from New York don't know how to drive. They take the subway. They don't even have to fucking drive. This sounds like a load of fuck. And the thing sported Alabama license plates and tinted windows. Stupid motherfucker. He pleaded not guilty and was released on $250,000 bail the same day. Well, that's it. That's all you need to know about this kid. Nothing special. Nothing to miss. Nothing to feel sorry about. nobody to act like you knew who he was and have all his music. You're gonna play his music in his honor. You're gonna visit the site of his shooting and put down flowers. Oh, stop it. Stop it. You know, I thought it was ridiculous that people are still going on and on about Kobe after all this fucking time. I mean, that one had a much bigger impact, but enough already. As I said, today, as this thing drops, you know, the big memorial is happening. Go pay respects one last time and get on with your fucking lives. And where's the rest of your family? If a basketball player had that much of an impact on your life, something ain't right. Everybody's afraid to say it. I'm going to say it. Move the fuck on. How long are we going to fucking grieve Kobe? And now baseball's about to start. And they're interviewing fucking baseball players at spring training how they feel about Kobe's death. How the fuck do you think they feel? What do you think they're going to say? Fuck this shit, man. I'm sick of this shit, too. They're not going to say that. It's not part of the agenda. They're going to have to say how sad they are, and it's really going to affect their game, and I'm sorry for their loss. Why is it so important that we know how every sport feels about Kobe's death? Were they going to fucking interview pro golfers next? Pro bowlers? Are they going to weigh in? We're going to hear from Pete Weber how he feels about Kobe. Kobe's death was sad. Okay? I was sad when my grandmother passed away. Did I go on and on about it a month and a half later? No, I didn't. I accepted the fact that she was dead. Okay? You know, I don't hold a ritual every year. I don't visit her gravesite and put flowers there. I don't even know where it is. Sorry. She's dead. She's not going to get them anyway. They're going to sit there and wilt and die, and that's it. You know, if there's some candlelight vigil for Pop Smoke around here somewhere, it's all for internet clout, just like his career. Yeah, you really miss Christian Dior. You really love that song so much. Bullshit. You're full of shit, just like he was. Just like most mumble rappers are. There'll be another one to take his place. Somebody else will get shot a couple weeks from now for some other stupid reason. Life goes the fuck on. You know, if Anze Kopitar of the Kings passed away suddenly tonight, yeah, I'd be sad for about a day, a couple days maybe. Then I would get on with my life. All right? I'd still enjoy the Kings. I would go to some big memorial service or any of that. I'm not that much of a dick rider, sorry. I enjoy sports. I don't enjoy him that much. You know, I don't feel he's part of the family. People swear that Kobe is part of the family. He doesn't fucking know you. He never knew you. He didn't give a fuck about you. You know, I've been to more Laker games than probably a lot of these grieving motherfuckers online. I'm not showing up to Kobe's memorial service. The fuck is that going to do? I'm going to sit there with a crowd of people with their tears and their phones out to tape every last word? Fuck that. How much you want to bet they're going to tape your phones so you can't record anything? I'll betcha. How pissed are a lot of these people? A lot of these people probably leave if they do that. They're not going to get their likes online. Wah! That's where the real tears are going to come in. Wah! Where's my internet clout? Where are my likes? Where are my retweets? Wah! Yes, I know a few of you out there are hardcore Laker fans. Hardcore Kobe fans. I get that. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the majority of people online. Wah, this is so sad. Wah, wah, wah. Fuck you. You're fake. You're phony. Shut the fuck up. Get over yourselves. Get your life together. Stop idolizing famous fucking people. But speaking of Anze Kopitar and the LA Kings, oh, I love that fucking goal horn. I think we have the best goal horn in the NHL, easily. Unfortunately, with the Kings, we don't hear it enough because they don't score all that often. But when we do hear it, it's fucking magic. That's why I've grown to love hockey. And each arena has its own goal horn. You know, some of them are loud and commanding, and some of them are just wussy pieces of shit, like the Anaheim Ducks horn. That one sucks. And listen to that. It sounds like somebody farting. Sometimes I'm watching the Ducks game, I didn't even know they scored. It's like, what is this, the visiting team? No, it's the Ducks. Their horn is so wussy, you can't even hear it. The whole idea of the goal horn is to intimidate the other team, kind of troll them a little bit, say, yeah, we just scored on you, motherfucker. That's the whole point of the goal horn. Of course, I'm sure the PC babies don't like that. We shouldn't taunt the other team like that.
There shouldn't be any fighting in hockey. There's a
big anti-fighting movement going on. Fuck you, people. Fighting is the best part of fucking hockey. Wouldn't you agree? There's been some pretty good ones lately. I know there's a big pussy movement out there to shut it down. And to everybody who wants fighting in hockey shut down, I wish fucking Curtis McDermott would drop the gloves and knock you the fuck out. You know, McDermott's kind of the enforcer on the LA Kings. He's a big 6'5" motherfucker, and he will fuck you up. He's pretty much the leader of fights for the Kings, especially this year, and especially since we traded away Kyle Clifford. And I know a lot of people aren't hardcore hockey fans out there. I get that, but bear with me. I kind of geek out when it comes to a few things, like video games, like 90s hip-hop, or like hockey. All right, I've really grown to love hockey, especially in the last 6 or 7 years or so, because I'm getting fed up with the NBA and its drama queens, getting fed up with the NFL and its drama queens, getting fed up with the MLB and its drama queens, and it's just sheer boredom overall. And all you hear about this season is, well, what's going to happen with the Houston Astros? Everybody's going to hit them with pitches, right? Yawn. That whole situation is a big load of shit, and I touched on that a few podcasts ago, so I'm not going to get into it here. So let's get back to hockey. Now, the reason I'm talking about the LA Kings, because, well, number one, it's my favorite team, even though they've stunk for the last several years, really since they won the Stanley Cup in 2014. And I still watch Alec Martinez's final shot against the New York Rangers to win the Stanley Cup in 2014. And he's one of many familiar names that got traded away in the last week or so. The trade deadline is in a couple days, and the Kings ain't fucking around. The Kings are saying, look, these guys are getting old. They're not producing. You know, they're free agents anyway. Their contracts are up. Let's ship them out of here. Now, the first two they shipped out of here, and I was kind of sad to see these guys go, were Kyle Clifford and Jack Campbell. Now, Jack Campbell was the backup goalie, and he was pretty good last couple of years. And the Kings have had a tradition lately of shipping their backup goalie out of here before the trade deadline. You know, they've done it with Darcy Kemper, they've done it with Peter Budaj, and now they're doing it with Campbell. Campbell, along with Kyle Clifford, who was a favorite amongst Kings fans because of his toughness, and he was there for the two Stanley Cup wins, but he and Campbell got shipped off to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Maple Leafs have another former King on their squad, Jake Muzzin, you know, the guy with a big beard. You know, and Cliffy and Muzzin have been good friends. As a matter of fact, Muzzin was the first one to welcome Cliffy back and Cliffy's kids. It's like, hey, Uncle Muzzy is here. You know, Cliffy's from Ontario anyway, so at least he's sort of back home. You know, I just wish he was still here with us, beating the fuck out of people. But we still have McDermott for that, so that's not so bad. They don't always play McDermott, though, so he's always left out of the lineup for one reason or another. Like, does he really piss the coach off that bad, or what the fuck's the deal? And Jack Campbell has been doing pretty well in Toronto. I think he's won 4 out of the 5 games he's been the starting goalie, so that's pretty good. And the one loss was an OT loss. So they like him already. So, you know, I wish them the best success. But it didn't stop there. The next one to go was Tyler Toffoli. Now, he's been rumored to be traded away really since the season started. You know, he hasn't producing like he should be. Although the irony is, he got a hat trick the day before he got traded away. Now, for those of you who don't know what a hat trick is, it's when the same player scores 3 goals in the same game. And if they're playing in front of their home crowd, they'll throw their hats onto the ice. Sometimes you'll see that, at, you know, when they're the visitor too. There's always some hardcore fans rooting for the opposing team will throw their hats onto the rink. Doesn't happen very often, but it's nice to see it. Also, Alex Iafallo of the Kings got a hat trick just a few weeks before Toffoli got his. And once again, those were the only 3 goals of the game. And they won it. But Iafallo is still with us. Tyler Toffoli got traded to a division rival, the Vancouver Canucks. And wouldn't you know it, the first game he plays for the Canucks, he gets a goal. But I think what Vancouver fans didn't realize was Tyler Toffoli is notoriously lousy when it comes to shootouts. Now, for those who don't know what a shootout is in hockey, when the game is tied after the third period, the third and final period, it goes to a 5-minute overtime period where they play 3-on-3 hockey. If the game remains tied after that, it goes to a shootout. And a shootout is basically a skater going one and one against the opposing goalie, trying to sneak one through. Now, each team gets three chances to score the most goals. Whoever has the most at three chances wins. Now, if they are tied at the end of those three chances, they will get one additional chance until somebody scores. All right. And Tyler Toffoli is notoriously lousy at shootouts. Any LA Kings fan will tell you that. And as soon as I saw him come up to in the shootout for Vancouver, I knew they were done because the first two skaters got goals. So they were already up 2-1. But as soon as Toffoli whiffed, I mean, and whiffed badly, Minnesota came back, tied it up, and then they went ahead on the next chance. So Toffoli completely screwed up their mojo. Never, ever, ever have Toffoli in a shootout. Ever. You hear me, Canucks? Well, you know what? I'm glad they lost. They're a division rival. Fuck them. That'll teach you. But speaking of players going to division rivals, another one was sent packing right after that. The aforementioned Alec Martinez, who was the hero in the 2014 Stanley Cup Finals. He went to Las Vegas. He went to the fucking Vegas Knights, another division rival. And what did he do his first night there? Oh, nothing. Scored a goal and got an assist. As if to say, hey, fuck you, Kings, for trading me away. Look what I'm doing as a division rival. It was really funny. We're going to be playing all of these guys we traded away. We still have games against them. For instance, we'll be playing against Alec Martinez of the Vegas Knights on March the 1st, and that's actually the last road game we're going to have in quite a while. Seems like we've hardly ever been home. Now we're going to be home for 14 out of the next 15 games, with that trip to Vegas being the only road game until March 24th. So again, March 1st will be at Vegas against Alec Martinez, and then on March 5th, we'll be back here, and we play the Toronto Maple Leafs. So we'll be against Jake Muzzin, Kyle Clifford, and Jack Campbell. And how awesome it would be if Jack Campbell goalies against us. Probably fucking beat us too. I mean, you know, he knows enough in practice who he could block, who's the best shooter. He knows. And Kyle Clifford certainly knows how awesome it would be if Kyle Clifford threw down against somebody on the Kings. Not even in spite, just as a good time. It's like, hey, buddy, remember me? Throw down. Maybe him and McDermott could drop the gloves. How fucking awesome would that be? I don't even know who would win that one. That would be a good fight. And then we're going to see the Canucks on March 21st. The Canucks with Tyler Toffoli. Wouldn't that be a big fuck you if he scores against us? Jesus Christ. So there you go. We're gonna see all the players we traded away before the end of the season. Good luck to everybody. It's going to be fucking interesting. And I'm really happy to see the kids coming up and playing well. Martin Furk, who we got from the Ontario Reign, called up as the second time we've called him up. Oh, nothing. He's only got 5 goals in the 8 games he's played for the Kings. He's a fast skater and a real fast shot. He had that really fast 109-mile-an-hour slap shot in the AHL All-Star game. And this new kid we just called up, Gabe Vilardi, an Italian kid from Ontario, Canada. Of course, we called him up from our Ontario team, the Ontario Reign, Ontario, California, that is. And what does he do? Gets a goal and an assist. As a matter of fact, he got a goal 6 seconds into his first shift. So congratulations to him. I hope he continues to do well. And Trevor Moore, who is this kid we got in the Toronto trade, he's actually a local kid, grew up in Southern California. He got a goal today, and it's his second goal since joining the Kings. So congratulations and good luck to these new kids. You know, they're trying to make a name for themselves, trying to be a future of this team, be part of that rebuilding process that's been going on forever, it seems. But at least it seems that management recognizes that as popular as some of these guys are, they're just not producing. They got to go. You know, best of luck to them. You know, I didn't want to see Kyle Clifford go, but you know, you got to make room. You got to make room on the roster for these new cats that are hungry. They're out for blood. Want to make a name for themselves in the NHL and with the Kings. You know, best of luck to everybody. The old guys don't produce. They got to go. They weren't going to get re-signed anyway, a lot of these guys. Again, they're showing their age. You know, if they can help out the teams we sent them to, perfect. Perfect. But we need the new kids, the new blood, the guys that are hungry. Some of these guys just aren't hungry anymore. You know, I didn't think Drew Doughty should have gotten all the money he got. As much as I love Drew Doughty, sometimes he just doesn't produce. He had a great night tonight, but sometimes he has lapses. Sometimes his defense is not there, leads to goals for the other team. Kopitar, captain of the team, he has not been producing that much lately. You know, I love to see him do better, but he's showing his age as well. He's not showing toughness out there, and I hate that. As soon as his contract's up, he will not be here. I would imagine he'd probably just retire as a king, as will Jonathan Quick, our number one goalie. He's been here for many years, including the Stanley Cup years, put in some great service for us, great years with us. But lately, it's not been so great, has it? He's been plagued with injuries. He's been a lot slower. And he's given up many multi-goal games, 5-6 goals. That's not going to get it done, my friend. He's got a couple years left, and I think he retires as a king. I can't imagine him being shipped off to anywhere else, but you never know. But as soon as those couple years are up, he's out of here, one way or another. Jeff Carter, same thing. He's already rumored to be out of here before the trade deadline, going back to Philadelphia. He was out of the lineup tonight for injury reasons. Hint, hint, wink, wink. I think when we pick up the paper tomorrow, he'll be gone. I'm surprised Trevor Lewis is still with us. I suppose he's safe till the end of the season, but then what? What's he done lately? Adrian Kempe, same thing. No, he's a little younger than some of the other guys we traded away, but he's been questionable out there too. You know, I question his toughness. That one game, he dropped the gloves. He got his ass kicked. Don't ever do that again. You are not the enforcer. Leave that to McDermott. You stay out there and score, for Christ's sakes. We don't need your dumb ass sitting in the penalty box for 5 minutes for getting your ass kicked, idiot. I would love to see him get traded to a team like the Columbus Blue Jackets, only because he would have to deal with John Tortorella. For those who don't know who Tortorella is, he is a longtime NHL coach. He is notorious as a hothead. He fucking hates the media, hates dealing with the press and their stupid questions, and isn't afraid to lash out at him. He's famous for that. There's a bunch of YouTube videos with him fucking yelling at the media. I love it. And yelling at his players, too, when they fuck up and they don't perform. He just lashes out at him in the locker room. He was a longtime coach. He's been the coach of the Lightning and the Canucks and the Rangers. And now with the Columbus Blue Jackets. As a matter of fact, he was the coach of the Rangers when they lost to the Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals. So he must have really laid into him. But yeah, imagine Kempe playing for Tortorella. He wouldn't last 5 fucking minutes. His fucking eyeliner would run from crying. It looks like Kempe's wearing eyeliner. He takes all these queer pictures of his crotch and puts them on Instagram. I don't know what that's all about. But dude, work on your fucking game or you're out of here. I would not be sad at all if they traded him away. A couple of third round picks or whatever you get for him. It's useless. Bye. See ya. I will always continue to say go Kings go. And if that means saying go Kempe go, I'm all for it.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, speaking of useless individuals.
It has to stop.
No, not that one. I think we're all sick of hearing about that one. Unless he's behind bars, then I'll be interested again. Now, I want to get back into air travel and the pain in the ass it usually is. And it's a pain in the ass because of the public, of the flag public. I blame them a lot more often than I blame the airlines or even the government. And it's TSA and its fuck-ups. But the flying public, you fucking assholes, you are the reason air travel sucks. Because you don't know how to behave in public. You can't just sit still, which is the easiest fucking thing in the world to do. No, you're so distracted, you just can't sit quietly. And the animals, the fucking animals you people bring on the plane. I've said time and time again, fuck you to anybody that needs emotional support, animals, while they fly. If you need emotional support to get through an airplane flight, you shouldn't be on an airplane flight. Get a stuffed animal. What's wrong with that? These people feel embarrassed if they have a stuffed animal, yet they have no problem bringing on a fucking horse on the plane. Let me tell you something. If I saw a grown adult with a stuffed animal on the plane, I wouldn't even mind. You know why? Because a stuffed animal doesn't make fucking noise. It doesn't take up space. It doesn't leave hair. It doesn't piss. It doesn't shit. It doesn't bark. It doesn't bite. These are the things that living animals do and do often. And you people don't give a flying fuck how it affects anybody else. I am so tired of dog people. I can't even begin to fucking tell you. Your dogs are not as cute as you think they are. And the only reason a lot of these people get them, it's not for emotional support from the animal. It's emotional support for the people that give them likes on social media when they post pictures of said animal. That's why you fucking people have these animals. And Jesus Christ, it's bad enough when the people at the airport encourage this shit. You know, the ticket counter. Oh, he's so cute. Is he getting, what flight is he going on? You know, as much as I love Burbank Airport and I've given it praise here on this show, whoever's in charge of their social media, they always post pictures of somebody in the terminal with emotional support animals. They're encouraging this shit. No, it should not be encouraged. It should be discouraged, all right? I'm sick of these weak fucking people that just can't get through life without a goddamn animal. It can't be alone ever. They have to have a fucking animal or too many children or both. And I hate it when people bring children on the plane, but at least I understand why they're there. You can't just leave them at home while you travel. You can leave a pet, all right? Or at least fucking crate the son of a bitch up and not have it roam free on the airplane, all right? Really, I don't think there should be children or pets on the fucking airplane. But the children, you can at least do something about. The pets, there's no reason to have pets on the fucking airplane. Not with their dander and fleas and their barking and their pee-pee and their poo-poo. It was bad enough some of the passengers can't hold their bladder. Never mind the animals. You know, I hate working at offices that have dogs roaming around. Every fucking office has one now. You know, whoever the boss is, whoever the executive producer is, or whoever's running the goddamn place always has at least one fucking dog there barking at people, running around. It's not cute, all right? That's a place of business. It's not a fucking dog park. It's always somebody else's responsibility to take care of the dog during the day. You know, the office manager or production assistant there or somebody. You know, the executive producer just gets to come out smiling. Hey, look at my dog. Isn't he cute? Oh, fuck you and fuck your goddamn dog. Again, if you're so emotionally crippled, you shouldn't be running a company. Your fucking dog there. You always have to watch out for turds on the floor. Whoops. Well, I guess I should have watched where I was going in an office building. You know, fuck these people. I've always told the story. I've worked with a director for years who had a fucking worthless, mean fucking dog. Would bark at everybody, would bite people. And he would keep it up in this tiny room we did casting callback sessions in. And he would bark during the entire fucking thing. And, you know, the irony is, of course, he would make us turn down the air conditioning because he'd hear it during the session, yet he had no problem with the dog barking over everybody. You fucking maniacs. You dog people. I'll kiss my ass. But anyway, this airline story going on isn't about a dog lady, but it's about a lady who is reclining her seat on a very small airplane. And you know what? The seats are so close together now in coach on pretty much every fucking plane. You shouldn't be allowed to recline your seat. You shouldn't even be able to do it. Like, you can't do it on Spirit Airlines. You can't recline that plastic fucking seat back. You're stuck there. But either make some more room between the seats or just get rid of the reclining fucking seats altogether. You know, and apparently this bitch was reclining her seat on a fucking regional jet. You know how tiny and cramped those fucking cigar boxes are. Absolutely should be no reclining seats on those pieces of shit. But this bitch reclined her seat, and I guess the guy behind her was punching her seat. And this whole thing got taped, and now it's all over the goddamn place. And this bitch is all over the fucking media now, like she's some kind of hero. Let me guess. The poor victim woman is going up against the evil cis male, right? Is that going to be the fucking narrative with this? Well, it's on CNN, so I'll bet I'm right.
This viral video is still getting a lot of attention. It shows an airplane passenger repeatedly hitting the seat of the person in front of him.
Oh, my God. He is so not hitting the seat.
Why?
like barely push it up on it. It looks more like she's rocking back and forth in the seat.
Now that woman, the passenger, Wendy Williams, is speaking out.
Wendy
Williams. Joins us now. Good morning, Wendy.
Gee, Wendy, I thought you could afford first class. What happened?
Good morning. How
are
you?
It's not that Wendy Williams.
I'm well. So for people who don't know the whole chronology of this story, just I think I have
it right.
Evil
man, kick my chair.
You were flying back from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hick.
You got on the plane. You reclined your seat. The man behind you asked you if you would mind not reclining.
How about mentioning how small this fucking airplane is? You should not be reclining a goddamn seat.
And then when the meal was over, you reclined again. Then what happened?
Then he started punching me.
No, he didn't punch you. He punched the chair, and it didn't even look like he did that.
I tried to get the flight attendant's attention. They were not paying attention, so
there's
I
only
started
one flight attendant
that
on those
the
small planes. There was no
thing. To get him to stop.
At that point, but when he started punching you, did you at any time think about saying, "Excuse me, sir, what are you doing?"
No, God forbid anybody actually talks to anybody.
No, because after as hard as he was punching me,
he was not punching you.
There was
I wish
wrong
he was.
With,
be a better
the
story.
Whole thing. You know that he could verbalize that he wanted me to.
No,
not
evil man scared me.
When I
yeah, you turn
again,
around and say, stop
he,
kicking
you know,
my fucking chair, you fucking dick. And if that doesn't work, smack him upside the head. That'll fucking work.
Yeah, it wasn't
but
something
no, she's
I
a gutless fucking cunt.
Understood.
And this has
so
to be a big fucking deal.
You didn't want to engage with him verbally, but you did start videotaping. So this video
yeah,
that
that's
we're watching
her answer. Fucking
videotaping.
Video people without their fucking knowledge. Yeah, great.
Resort to that.
Then you become a media hero.
Because I didn't.
Hey, CNN picked you up because they have absolutely nothing else going on.
It was the only thing I thought that I could do that a reasonable person.
No, a reasonable person would just turn around and say, will you stop kicking my fucking chair, God damn it.
You know,
that's a reasonable person. Taping people without their fucking knowledge is not fucking reasonable, you bitch.
So at some point, he stopped punching as hard, so it did work to a certain degree.
He was so not punching even
okay,
the chair.
Then he was just sort of slapping it.
It looked
hitting
a lot like
you
were just rocking
right.
back
I mean,
and forth and making this into
flight.
Something
okay.
it wasn't.
So then at some point, a flight attendant did come over, and I assume you thought that
was
she
a sassy
would help
black
you,
flight attendant. Will you shut your cracker
she,
ass
think,
up?
She, I think, handed you this passenger disturbance
that.
Notice, which I think we have
passenger
a screenshot
disturbance
of.
Notice. What a load
up,
of crap.
Which basically tells you that you need to change your behavior.
They're not going to hand you a slip. They're just going to say, hey,
it was shocking.
Straighten up or we'll kick
what
you the fuck out of here.
What did she want you to do? What did she suggest you do?
She'll lock her in the
bathroom.
She
said she's not, she's, you know, several things.
Yeah, she's totally making this up. You could tell.
In which I remain completely
full of
calm.
Shit, lady.
I think the more
you
calm I remain,
you are full of fucking shit. You are a miserable old broad with nothing better to do
than
sue an airline trying to get
said,
money
you
don't deserve.
She said, I'm not talking with you anymore. She's like, I'm done with you. That's
I'm done with
said.
You.
I'm done with you. And
a CNN thinks you're a hero.
And then handed me this passenger disturbance notice.
Commie Nonsense Network at their best.
And then, you know, followed that up with, and I will
Juicy
have
Smollett was more believable. Go fuck
you
yourself.
Anything else. Delete the video.
Yeah, delete
and
your life.
I mean, I was scared to death.
I'm scared to death. I'm just
a
poor white
I
woman
mean,
that's
escalate,
scared to
and this
death.
Obviously was escalating.
Even though he had no guts whatsoever to even talk
and
to
so
this guy.
You,
he just had to whip out the fucking cell
into
phone
whatever
and tape everything.
Your next
stupid.
Legal moves might be here to get
they'll throw that right out
of
court.
Justice.
Justice.
You
don't deserve any justice.
Will you please let us know? Whatever
we're out of
you do
time.
Next
even CNN knows you're full of shit.
I will. Thank
from
you. I appreciate
gentleman.
It.
We really appreciate you being on.
I love that. Even whoever the producer is at CNN knew this lady was full of shit. So cut her off. We don't buy this fucking crap for a minute. We'll go back to doing what we do best, whining about Trump with this dumb lady on. You gotta be kidding me. She deserves justice. You know what she deserves? American Airlines should come out and say, this lady can never fly with us ever again. Fuck her. You know, if you want justice, they should show that man some justice who had to sit behind this dumb bitch. The guy in the very back seat who couldn't recline his seat, by the way, because he's up against the wall. Have to put up with some fat broad has to recline her seat because she can't fit in it. Rocket back and forth the seat, make it seem like he's punching the fucking seat. Bullshit. His hand was up against it. He was not even moving his arm. She was just trying to stir up drama, maybe get a comped flight or some money from the airline. Oh, it fails fucking miserably. Show that man some justice. Upgrade him to first class. He can enjoy some nice room. He doesn't have to sit in a regional jet behind some fat bitch. Fuck you, Wendy Williams. Both Wendy Williams. This one and the one on TV. Fuck you both. Well, since I brought Wendy Williams up, has she said anything stupid recently everybody's complaining about?
Look at here now, gay men. You'll never be the woman that we are.
Wendy Williams is in hot water.
That's coming from her.
Controversial comments she made about the LGBTQ community.
Can we stop pretending that she's a woman? I think it's pretty fucking obvious. She's got a penis.
Their plans for Galentine's
Day. She is the LGBTQXYZ community, not against it. Anybody in this audience ought to be sterilized.
If you're a man and you're clapping, you're not even a part of this, okay?
If you're a man and you're at that show, you have no testicles.
The rules of the day. It's women going out and getting saucy.
Getting saucy.
And then going back home. Yeah, you're not a part. I don't care if you're gay. You don't get a Menci every 28 days.
All right? Yeah, neither do you, dude. Can we stop this? Can we stop this fucking charade now?
You can do a lot that we do. But I get offended by the idea that we go through something you will never go through.
I'm offended that you're still carrying on with this act.
Skirts on our heels.
Yeah, he has a point there. They, them, I don't know what her fucking pronoun is.
Just saying, girls, what do we have for ourselves?
That's
Suzanne,
right. Mm-hmm.
The menopause is coming soon for me.
Jesus, make it stop, please.
Right.
Please make this stop.
I'll never get the menopause. I got the menopause. I still got menopause. Dry on the nose. My pimple and my dimple disappeared, but look at here now.
My balls are swollen. Yeah.
You'll never be the woman that we are.
The outburst quickly sparked negative reactions from viewers watching at home.
Yeah, all 10 of them. That was the big fucking controversy, a tranny telling gay men not to act like women. Okay. Certainly hasn't stopped you, has it? Jesus Christ, I feel like I suffered a stroke just watching that small clip. Imagine watching a full hour of that. Again, if your name is Wendy Williams, any Wendy Williams, go fuck yourself. And on that note, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Listen, kids, you hear that? You know what that's called? That's called hip-hop music. Not Pop Smoke, not 21 Savage, not anything you hear on the fucking radio today. This is Too Short. In the motherfucking trunk, right where Pop Smoke is. To the crowbar. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, why the fuck are you? Why the fuck am I? For one reason only, because of the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Hey, I'm on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram, Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Big Angry Phil Podcast. Tom Likas Show can be found at premiumtom.com. Subscribe today. And for the love of fuck, you must listen to and subscribe to The Gary Dino Show. GaryDino.com.
He wanted me to not recline while he ate, but then when I reclined again, that he, you know, just immediately started throwing punches.
Lady, eat me!